Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 496.
Happy Fab Fridays.
We are live in our Abbotsford studio, just outside of the Melbourne CBD.
Yeah. thanks for letting us know where we are.
I haven't done that in a while.
Nah, there was some serious thunder. If we're going to get specific about what we've been enduring here in Abbotsford.
What about the lightning?
Lightning? Well, we can't confirm if there was lightning. We did not see it.
We saw a huge flash. That huge flash was lightning.
Yeah, you saw it?
Lightning.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
We got two confirmations.
So 97 said, wow, look at that. And then.
Yeah.
And that's where.
It's not. And so we don't really experience lightning storms. Thunderstorms in Melbourne, like Sydney do. It is a weekly occurrence in Sydney. It is a good thing about Sydney.
When I was freelancing, there were so many times that if there was a storm, I was really paranoid about my computer, and I didn't have the cash to buy a UPS. Is it UPS?
UPS, yeah.
Why are you paranoid about a computer? What's wrong with that?
Basically, the lightning fucking the computer.
How would it do that?
So, yeah, like a surge, is that what happens, 97? I think
what
like
happens when it ruins the computer?
Yeah, so it's like you can ruin all electronics if you're...
A power surge.
Yeah, through lightning.
But usually,
can you look
like,
this up?
Like, motherboards and stuff now have like surge protection.
And a lot of houses, I remember, because I'm a gronk who's used scissors and cut through a cord before and I didn't die.
Why?
Oh, accidentally. I was cutting Christmas paper and I got to a point where I was like, this is a bit harder, this bit of the paper. And it went... And a little bit of smoke came up and it blew a piece out of the scissor. But the switchboards go off. So that's been around for a long time. So I don't know.
No, the UPS is more for saving data down. So your computer doesn't crash and you lose stuff.
But it also probably regulates the amount of power that gets
amperage
to
and
the...
Stuff, yeah.
So what I think happens is you can send too much power to a... an electronic device, which would make it unusable.
Old school problem. I think it's an old school problem. So it was probably back when you had the bloody tower.
But anyway, it was a good excuse because as soon as if I saw that there was even a bit of thunderstorms on the radar, turn the computer down.
Really?
Off, yeah. I still keep the TV on. Watch
was
Dr.
this
Phil.
Dad telling you this, or did you just Google it?
No, I'm sure it was something I heard on a podcast.
Yeah.
And it was convenient because it was just like, fuck. I would actually say to clients, hey, guys, sorry, I'm not going to be able to do that edit.
Really? I mean, any excuse.
Any excuse. Our internet went out for like a minute before, which was good. Fat Fridays, though.
I'm starving.
So
I'm
you were using an app.
Oh, yeah, this app is great. And this is not a paid endorsement because we don't make any money.
I also love, we'll get to it in a sec. Go on.
Eat Club is an app that my wife put me onto, and it's great for tight asses.
But also someone who I should actually be, given I get takeaway or like food from restaurants every day.
So what you're saying is lazy CUNTs.
No, people that they choose that as part of their core value within their lifestyle.
You're saying people like, who don't cook and if you just want to eat out most meals. No, this is great. I said you should get onto it because it's going to save you a lot of cash. Eat Club, you download the app, it opens up a map. Mm-hmm. It shows you all the restaurants around where you are, your area. And you click on it if it's red and it pops up a discount that it's applied to that restaurant. So we found this is our favorite pizza place. Rita's had 30% off. And 30% is a fucking shitload of money off.
Yeah.
And so there was another place Amy and I got 40% off. Took the three of us there, Bodie, myself and Amy, and we all had a main.
What was it?
It was like a Spanish tapas bar.
Oh, good.
But they did great meals. I got like some vegan bowl, which I was like, it's very expensive. I wouldn't normally get that, but it's 40% off.
Can you get push notifications?
Maybe. I don't know.
You probably could.
Probably could.
Ian said, good luck after last week's Fat Friday, Josh. So,
you
must be pretty excited that we got
pumped.
Pizza.
No, I'm very, very excited. Talking about the no money thing, not making any money.
Yeah.
You were invited onto Ben Fordham's radio show,
mate. The big B, Big Ben Fordham up in Sydney.
Oh no, you've fucked that. You've taken half. Don't
judge me.
Half of your toppings have fallen off your pizza there. Mm. So there was an article yesterday in the paper about the podcasting, and so obviously we couldn't get us both on air on the phone. It was too difficult, and Fordo's obviously made the call that it's like better mates with Josh. I don't want to make it uncomfortable with for Tommy. So I'm going to ask Tommy to go on. Plus, you do have the pizzazz of being able to, if he was to ask me about podcasting, I could potentially get bogged down.
It was live radio on the biggest show mm-hmm. in Sydney mm-hmm. and on AM.
And so I listened back.
Yeah. Because it goes out on a podcast as yeah, a podcast. So
I listened to the podcast. Did you listen to it 97?
Only the snippets.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you right eating there? It's about your timing.
What do you mean? He always eats with his mouth. He always talks with his mouth open.
It's a real thing, isn't it?
His mum ever said, pull your fucking head in?
Dad does it all the time. As in, Dad tells me off all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you not going to listen to it?
Nah, that's not too bad.
Well, his dad also pulled up the fact. He said, Mason, I heard that you're emceeing. What have you been preparing? Have you got a script? Have you learnt what you're going to say? Have you?
No.
Okay.
Your dad's probably run a few presentations in his time.
Yeah, he hasn't. I don't think he's emceed anything, but he's run. Yeah. He's done.
Like, master of ceremonies. It's a big job. Don't fuck it up. Anyway, so I was listening to the podcast.
Can anyone see you, by the way? I just want to put your box down. Just put it on top.
Okay. Well, I want another slice soon. Anyway, so I was listening. First thing came out of your mouth.
What was it?
Yeah, growth of 30%, Ben.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this number from?
I read it somewhere. Read it somewhere a while ago. Maybe it was a Melbourne article, but it was about...
Oh, in the entire industry.
When did we start? 2017? It was 2017 to... No, we started in 2018. It was 2018 to 19, the growth of podcast listeners in that period. And so I reeled off that stat. Okay. And so I had read it. I've used it before. And my point of saying it was like, in the short time that we've done this podcast, mm-hmm. podcasting itself has grown 30% here in Australia. Mm. Something around that.
I think you did a great job.
Thanks,
mate. I enjoyed the confidence and all these different bits and pieces. But I was thinking, like, maybe as I was listening, maybe it's the control freak in me, but I'm like, oh, maybe there's some dot points that we could sort of put together in the future.
No, definitely. I did think that. And I was like, he asked.
So you really doubled down on that. Mate, yeah, not making any cash. Could never make cash. If you want to make cash, don't do this.
Like, I think it's a good piece of advice. I think
it's not if you want to do a podcast. Nando's isn't giving a shit for the podcast.
No. But we're earning it, right? We've fucking done 500 episodes. Mm-hmm. My point being is if someone starts a podcast early days and they think they're going to make money mm-hmm. and they've just decided, oh, I've got this idea. I want to do a podcast. I want to, and then they connect that to, and I want to make money when I first start. Mm. And maybe into the first 20 episodes, I want to make heaps of cash.
Was there anything else that you?
You're a 1% if you can do that. You're an absolute unicorn.
You love talking numbers.
You're a unicorn. Yeah, you'd be unicorn. Anyway, what was your question?
Any other dot points that you think that maybe in the future? This isn't a stitch up. I'm just curious.
For our show?
No, just in that conversation.
If someone's talking about, I think there's. I mean, the thing with stats, right, what we know of them is half of them are fucking bullshit. Who's come up with them?
Well, no,
who's come up with the list? Who's come up with – so there's some good stats around our numbers. What are you looking at Mr. 97
for? No, because he's laughing because I don't know if they're bullshit. Like, I think they're fine.
No, because what's that US company?
Edison Research. We had the lovely CEO here.
Larry.
He came into the office, 97 and I met him. Lovely bloke. He was on Game Changers with Craig Bruce. And not to be confused with the vegetarian documentary.
I think it's Larry Rosen or something like
that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Lovely guy. But the a couple of things. Having been on, you've been very good previously when we've had guests on where you say, 97, what was the episode number the last time they came on?
Mm.
And so there
I
was
say a, it when we're here.
And so there was probably a little the not knowing the number that he was on.
I don't think it mattered.
It didn't matter that much. But it was.
He's a friend of ours, and so how funny was he though?
Yeah,
I said something like,
"Everyone, check out Ben Fordham.
If you're going to check out one, make sure you listen to the episode with Ben Fordham." And Ben said, "Oh, what number was that?" And I said, "Oh, it was 470 something."
It's 461.
Yeah, it was 461. I had to look after. I nearly got close. Fuck! I should just. I was going to go 460 something, but I didn't. And then he said, oh, yeah, it must have been a great one, the 470-something number. And you hear me laugh really loudly. I fucking thought it was hilarious.
No, it was good.
It's a funny one. Like it's We do so many of these. It's if we'd only done 10, and I can't remember which fucking number it is.
No, I think it's a low issue.
Oh, come on.
97 is the producer. Is there anything that you think that we could be pushing in regards to our
communication of the show?
Yeah.
No, but I do think the having the details around the show that Ben was on would be a great idea.
It'd be amazing if I had a producer that thought ahead like that. To be honest. You know, I can't think of everything.
To be honest, Josh told me at 4 something that you were going to go on the show.
Yeah.
I don't think you communicated it to Mason at all.
Yeah. Anyway, follow me up.
How long did the bit go for? Because you put a snippet up on Instagram. Was that the whole bit?
No, four minutes,
5 minutes?
Yeah, it went for like 4 minutes.
Okay.
I think the thing about...
So I cut out the stuff I put on Instagram. I cut out all the stat stuff and sort of...
It was an AM chat about, and it like was, you know, a bit newsy, which is hard because then you go, who are you talking to? Mm. And how do you bring some energy, or what kind of energy do you bring based on the show?
Well, the stat that you brought was interesting also because I think that the information that he was bringing was, hey, we've got new information. We've got new stats. Mm. People are spending 15 minutes of their time or whatever a day on podcasting. So it was a brave move bringing out, like adding another stat to it, which is fine. The only thing that I would have done differently, I would have mentioned the 10 years. I think 10 years is a really good sell.
Mm. Whereabouts would have you done that?
I would have cut half the
stuff.
Hey,
Josh, how are you? Yeah, 10 years here. Yeah.
which is better, that or 30%?
I think 30%.
No, I think you could say, yeah, Ben, we realise that this is it takes time.
It's a growing industry. You can see 30% year-on-year increase. You think we're doing it for 10 years. We're in it for the long haul. You know, 300% growth.
This can
That's a press release.
I mean, yeah, 3,000% growth. Good. You know what I mean?
This is great.
Let's just take that. Send that out as a...
Yeah.
A dynamic media kit.
Because you did get a little bit, cash is trash.
Yeah, I got a bit, cash is trash.
Did you say cash is trash?
I think I was thinking about who I'm talking to on that show.
They would have loved it. The old fucks would have loved it based on, not that all of his, there's a small portion of his audience. I know, I'm sure if you actually looked at it.
AM radio. Who listens to AM radio? No, it's an older demographic. Is that what you're saying?
And the thing was, I don't think that all people are old fucks, or I don't even call people that are old fucks. However,
not what happened just 5 minutes ago down the street.
I had never called anyone an old
guy,
fuck.
That old guy that drove out, you yelled at him.
He's making shit up. I punched his car though. No, there are people who are old school. Maybe that's the old school fucks. And they would say, podcasting is bullshit. You can't make money off podcasting. Uncle fucking Simon at the Christmas party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because you go, what do you say? Yeah, you can make money out of it. Mm-hmm. But then I think where people get the wrong idea is when people
say
something like, you can make money out of it. It's like, can you make a dollar? Yeah. Can you make two? Yeah. You know, you can make some money. But the point being is people think, okay, can I make a full-blown career from day one doing this thing? And most things you ever do in life, you can't from day one. Mm. You got to build skills and time in the industry and whatever.
I thought it was good.
it's good.
You didn't listen to it, mate.
Josh's snippet.
Yeah. It shows you the power of snippets, though. See why I'm harping on about snippets? People only watch snippets.
Yeah. I got to go back and listen to it. But Harry said he's just finished his fourth exam and he's celebrating. He's off the moon. What was I going to say? Off. He was
out of the moon. No.
What's the saying? He's
over the moon.
Over the moon.
He's over the moon.
We don't know astrology, guys.
Harry's over the moon.
Harry's over the moon. Laura said, "Yes, Mr. 97, that is your opening line for your MC gig."
Which one?
The 30%.
The 30% year-on-year growth.
Yeah.
Could you do almost a Steve Jobs-esque presentation of where podcasting's at?
I get a turtleneck. Just your glasses, Josh.
Yes. How do we feel about that? It's pretty funny.
It'd be quite funny.
I need a clicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love a presentation.
That's funny.
Anyway.
And then Benny did message me after. Said, thanks, buddy. I said, yeah, mate, really appreciate you having me on. Mm. Said, I hope Josh isn't too jealous.
The thing is.
I mean, do you think you'd get, if you were on that show, do you think he would say, hope Tommy wasn't too jealous to you? Or has he read the room quite right?
Oh, look, I think, no, this is the thing. I think everyone projects this on me. Because the thing is, I was fine about it. And I got home and said, oh, Tommy was on Ben Forman. She goes, why weren't you on? I was like, well, there's no problem. Like, he's taking a phone call. I didn't really look into it. Why? Is it a problem? And so it seems like all you fucks were projecting something. Sorry for being so aggressive today. Yeah, everyone was saying that I should make, like, it sounds like Ben was trying to make me jealous. No? If someone says, are you jealous?
Like, I think it's something in your personality. Bitch. Remember how I said to you, like, for some reason, there's some times that I want to fuck with you?
So do you think Ben was just trying to fuck with me? Well, that's the only reason, right?
Maybe.
Why else would he have you on?
Or obviously, whatever story you want to wrap it in. Either way.
Yeah, it's good.
Trev said, Lynn Jansen joined, by the way, Josh.
Hi, Lynn.
Trev said, how about Mrs. J streaming this live? She's lengths ahead of my mum on tech.
Yeah, she's very good with that. Must be, what's today? Friday. Maybe finishes early on a Friday.
Doesn't she have a day off once a week?
Maybe, yeah, because she works late on Thursdays.
Does she?
So it could be that. Update on the event.
Yeah, so Ebb 500 on Tuesday night. Very, very excited. I've spoken to our person who we want to read out the results of the testosterone test.
This is Nathan from the Athlete's Foot.
Yeah, he's the one who we stumbled upon. You know, it was it's quite serendipitous, really.
Is he studying?
Not sure, to be honest. Wasn't that inquisitive.
Okay.
I just thought he works at Foot Locker.
Has he got a LinkedIn page?
The Athlete's Foot. Seems like a great guy. So I called Nathan. Mm. He gave me his number over Instagram. Took no time. He just, yeah, here it is. Call me. So I called him and it was probably like 8:30 p.m. I'd put Bodhi to bed. And I just said, Nathan.
Did you find out, is he over 18?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Look at his Instagram. He's out drinking. He's on the piss. He's loving life.
Okay.
Anyway,
it could change the dynamic.
He knew who I was. Yeah, it's really, yeah. Actually be really funny.
Catch a predator, sort of.
Either way, he knew who it was. He said, "G'day, mate." I said, and then I said, "It's Tommy." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He was watching The Bachelorette with his misso. Mm-hmm. So I said I didn't want to take too much of his time, but I did officially ask him to come down on the Tuesday night, and would love for you to be our official. The Daily Talk Show award announcer.
Sure.
So
I'm guessing he gets these requests a lot based on being working at Shoppo at the Athlete's Foot.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty weird phone call to take, to be honest. Anyway, he said he's trying to juggle some shifts around. He's super keen. I invited him and his girlfriend along if she would like to join.
What did he say?
And yeah, he's keen. He's getting back to me. So I don't know. It wasn't a yes, but it wasn't a no.
So what is he waiting for?
I don't know. Do you have to? How easy is it to find out when your shifts are on?
Very easy.
I think he said something about juggling.
His shift, I think it was if finishing at 6 o'clock or something like that. So he's just trying to get someone to.
Okay. We can make this work. Whatever we need to do, it will happen. But so that is it. Oh, another good thing. I've just worked out what we're doing with Bodhi. I was in a bit of a pickle because it's a bit sad. Mum can't make it. She's got yoga. She's going to teach.
At first, when you said she's got yoga, I thought she just had a yoga class. You probably could shift that.
Oh, she definitely would. But mum's got yoga, so she needs the car. And dad, he doesn't really like going out that much.
Well, he would love AU79 for all the plants.
Oh, definitely. But so what he's going to do... Timbo, he's stepped up. He's going to go pick up Bodhi from daycare, and because we want Amy to be able to come and have a nice time with Bree, and so Dad's picking up Bodhi and going to take him home. He's going to have a sleepover at Mum and Dad's place.
And great.
And the only kicker is I have to go and pick him up, which will mean I have to leave at probably 5:30 a.m. the following morning after our Ep 500.
Oh yeah,
but that's okay.
When were you talking about? You were going to go early to your mum's house to get Bodhi.
It was like 10 o'clock. That was a weekend.
Yeah, that was a weekend. He had a sleepover last Friday, which was lucky.
The date night with Nathan.
So this is a weekday. And so Bodhi has to be back at daycare in East Melbourne. So I've got to go probably 50-minute drive to Mum and Dad's place in the first thing in the morning. But it's worth it.
Yeah, I'll be tired. You're perfect.
We go away the next day.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Is that the next day? Shit.
No, you have
the next day. So I'll pick up Thursday.
Wednesday. Yeah. The next day. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We got an email from Jack who invited us to his event. I haven't emailed back yet, but Jack, sorry, we're not going to be able to make it because the next morning we have a flight. But if you're not watching this, we'll also email you.
Gonna have some family time.
Mm.
Are you going to do anything nice for Brie before you go?
Yeah, I think so. I think
Eat Club. I mean,
I've actually never. Maybe I'll see if Nathan's got a shift on. A little date night.
Nathan.
You get it?
Nah.
Date night. Maybe I'll see if Nathan's got a shift.
The ultimate suburban date night at Westfield.
Maybe Brie and I could go to the Athlete's Foot.
Putting an effort for the show. No worries.
Does he understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm saying you're making fun that I went there. So you're making fun of it. I'm saying no worries, putting in effort for the show.
Okay, sorry. I think we'll do something. I think I've never had a drink before a flight because I've only just discovered alcohol recently. So I'm torn on whether to have a bit of red wine the night before.
Oh, that's not the
night before.
That's not a drink before a flight. That's
what time's the flight again?
The point of drinking before a flight is to drink before you walk onto the flight. Mm. Not that I went to the airport so fucking hungover. It was horrible. Well, that's such a stupid move.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not going
to
do that.
No, don't do that. But on the flight, I mean, it's a 14-hour flight to LA. It's you've got enough time to have a few red wines at lunch. I mean, you haven't even you should be able to do it online through your status through Virgin to get vegetarian meals. Otherwise, you're going to be bloody picking around a big sausage.
I was actually thinking.
That's a great idea.
Did I tell you about the email that I got from Virgin?
No.
With my status, they said, hey, Josh, you're eligible to upgrade for me, just me. And so Tommy was saying, nah, man, do it.
Of course.
Of course, do it.
Because I would fucking do it. If I had an option to upgrade to get away from you,
but I just get the vibe.
Fuckwits.
But I feel like it's a...
Gronk move, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
lean
when,
into
it's
it.
Like when if your partner says, oh, no, you can go out tonight, just go out. And then then we arrive in LA and I'm like, oh, man, I'm feeling so good. And you guys are just like fucking ripeable. I don't want to give myself an advantage.
Can you do it? No, because then you could actually come down and let me go up for sort of a couple of hours and then Mr. 97 can go up.
So I have to give.
It's better having one third of the team performing higher than all three of us cooked.
That's solid. From the stat guy?
And so if I'm performing already sort of at a higher rate, I'm seeing diminishing returns with me being any better.
What do you mean?
Well,
but you'll be worse once you come off the flight if you stay
I'm
in economy.
I'm a good traveler, yeah.
As if your back doesn't get sore in the chair.
Well, because the thing is that I just sort of...
Do you get a lying back chair when you upgrade? Or is it
It'll be flat. If you do business, it'll be flat lay or flat lie or whatever. Mm. The thing is, on that Sydney flight, there was a guy, which is a very controversial thing to do, put his seat back.
Why is that controversial?
You got to put your seat back if he does that.
No, I didn't. I refused to do it. I just dealt with it. For a flight that's less than an hour and a half, not put your seat back. That's because you put yours back too, didn't you?
I actually looked behind. There was no one behind me.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably the most courteous thing I've ever done.
But the good thing is that he fell sort of when he put it back, he did it into my knee.
And international seats really go back.
Yeah, sure.
The guy that I was sitting next to on the flight to Singapore recently, he was so angry. This woman put her seat back. And you should have seen what he could tell he's a tempered man.
Yeah.
I mean, I had quite a, was just sort of highly... And
people
need the seat.
Yeah.
But I know how he feels. You sort of get up and you emphasize your movement to show maybe you can sort of just fucking remind them what's up. He did it so hard. And I was like, oh, dude.
But you just double. I actually remember feeling a knee in my back. It was like on a cheap airline where it's like they didn't have that much padding. And so I was just grabbing, I put my arm behind my back and would just grab their knee through the seat.
So yeah, because it was like the padding had gone.
Yeah.
I've been the guy that was kneeing a guy.
And you felt
and I didn't
know.
I was like, dude, what do you mean? I'm just fucking moving my seat. Yeah. And he could feel every single brush of my knee across the back. And I was like, oh. I didn't get it. And then he told me after. He's like, oh, sorry, dude, the seat's like, feel it. And I felt it. I was like, it's
oh,
a
you
piece
guys
of,
had a conversation.
After, actually, because I said to him, mate, we're on a flight. What do you think? I sort of, he sort of had turned around and had this real go at me. I was like,
really?
We're on a fucking flight, mate.
Don't,
I'm moving
no
around.
No fights on the flight, please. I don't want to be, I know that we act like the Veronicas sometimes, but let's not get kicked
but we
off
had
the
some
flight.
Good banter in here and I felt his pain.
But your version of good banter is having a fight with a stranger.
No, after he's like, oh yeah, man, it's bad. And then we're like, oh yeah, that's hot. And I felt and we connected, man. We fucking connected. Yeah.
Basil said, happy Fat Fridays, babies.
Thanks, Basil.
Derek said, I'm putting 20 on Josh to take out the testosterone test. Any takers?
So he wants someone to bet $20 on Tommy winning.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
That's I mean, I've never works. Been involved in a betting betting ring.
Yeah, that's how it works. We got this letter.
Oh, yeah.
Can you read it, please?
Yeah, I will. I will.
So this is in our PO box. So we have a PO box. PO box, 400. Abbotsford, Victoria, 3067. Interesting fact, we got a, you know how, Tommy wasn't here. We got a letter the other day, I opened it. Oh, and sure. I was like, oh, what is this? Is this another festival or something? It was called Me Mara or something.
You were showing it to people.
And I was
telling them, look at this film.
We had
film
Kylie
festival.
Here. I was like, oh, there's a film, like all these spam type thing. And they had all this wooden stuff in it. And then I went out to lunch and came back and then I was reading it. I realized it was a different address, different name.
Oh, you and, just opened it.
It was someone's marathon. Someone had like won, like participated in a marathon and it was there.
As in the Melbourne Marathon,
No.
A couple of weeks
it's
ago.
It's called Melbourne Marathon Festival, Australia's biggest ever marathon.
That's the Melbourne Marathon. What are you talking about? It happened just a couple of weeks ago. I never knew so many runners in my life.
I don't think it was a...
Melbourne Marathon, historic 42nd marathon. It must be.
It has to be
Has to be.
Jules Lund ran in it.
So it was
but he couldn't
Olga.
Run the full marathon.
Olga was a name, and you could look up her time.
Yeah, oh, really? It is the Melbourne Marathon.
What did she? What's her time?
28 minutes.
So that must have been a
4 hours,
5
3
K?
Hours,
no,
and
no,
28
no.
minutes.
No. Just 28 minutes.
No, it's 28 minutes 36 seconds.
Yeah. So it's whatever. 5K.
Five K.
Have to be
5K. Yeah.
Okay, so read this letter.
All right, so, hey Gronx, a few weeks ago I asked a question on your Insta stories about if the Daily Talk Show was Survivor, like the TV show, who would win? You gave a diplomatic answer listing strengths of each of you.
Just read it.
But now you can prove it for reals with the card game I created called Kill Your Friends. It plays like an aggressive version of Uno. I love Uno. Crossed with Survivor. And all the cards have graphic illustrations of different deaths. Ooh, some funny, some stupid, some provoking social satire. I hope you guys enjoy. I reckon you'll dig the competitiveness and how ruthless it is. Congrats on the upcoming 500 show. It's been amazing to watch and listen to your progression. Can't wait to see where you go from here. From Lee, a proud Gronk squad member. P.S. I got my money on Mr. 97 getting the win for the testosterone.
Thank you, Lee.
I think so we've got Lee. He's putting in money. So he's
20
Lee,
bucks.
Would you do 20? So we got 20 over here with Derek. Yeah. We got 20
and
over
so
here with Lee.
So what happens if so if 97 wins, then
he gets
Derek's.
Oh no, but the other person, so Lee gets Derek's money.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get any of it.
Mm-hmm. You won't get it.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so this is it. I'm going to open this.
Okay, great. So it says kill your friends
I
on
mean,
the
side.
I mean,
sometimes you feel like doing just that.
And so
you?
It says what's the age limitation on it?
Players 3 to 6, 5 to 20 minutes per game.
18 plus,
yeah, on the back here. So I'm going to open this up. I want to see these graphics. Oh. Oh, the first card's a bloke named Andre who looks like he's just been messed up. Mm-hmm. And so, look, we're not going to get into it, but yeah, I'm pumped to play this.
Just read one card.
So I'll read one card. Death from above.
Right.
And then it's that. So maybe that's a specific type of card, but then I'll go over here. Erica, and then on the back, she's, a bit dead. I don't know how to explain it, but I need to know the rules. We need to know the rules. Mm-hmm. If it's anything like Uno, I'm in. Mm-hmm. We, when Amy was pregnant,
thanks, Lee.
We got so into Uno. We took, I think we took Uno cards away with us on our honeymoon. It is a nice thing to do. Like if you don't want to just, it was that and Candy Crush. Amy was pretty into Candy Crush at that time. Mm. But I feel like there's something nicer than just being on your phone on holidays.
Oh, card games, yeah, great.
Card games are great. Mm. I mean, my uncle, he plays bridge. My so does my auntie. They go to a bridge club. And then I saw Bill Gates and Warren Buffett play bridge. And then I thought, oh, I could get smart into, people, definitely.
Yeah. I could get into chess.
I've never played a game of chess. Checkers, which is just the easy, dumb. Easy dumbass. There's a red one. There's a white one. Let's jump. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Did you have chess club at school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in it.
You were in it?
Yeah. Mr. Don was the chess club teacher. He passed away. But yeah,
while you were at school?
Yeah.
Oh. He must have been old or no?
Yeah, he was old. He was like a legend. They did like a Mr. Don Award and all that sort of thing. And he was the like astronomy, all that sort of stuff. Mm. Science teacher. But no, I would need to rehash how to do it. But it does seem, I love the idea of having a really nice chessboard with the pieces. I mean, it would be a nightmare with Bodhi.
you just couldn't do it.
Yes, I was already thinking about like the nice, I feel like potentially Bree and I in the future could be the type of people to have a house that is very hard for kids to come and visit.
Yeah.
Might it's have the to worst just keep experience. Him out. Maybe it's have actually, to keep him outside.
It's the worst experience going. Like my auntie has that house. Mm. And she always has when I was young and we went there and tore the fuck out of it.
Like the, no standing on carpet.
Yeah, just like, oh, it is something that I've really aspired to not be like in my in my life. Like I remember going to kids' houses. I don't know if you guys had this house or went to places like this. It was like not allowed to walk with shoes on in specific areas, like just super strict. Mm. And it always feels so uninviting, right, when everything's just like too good.
I think it's relaxing maybe for the people who are there.
No, definitely.
Because it's like dialed in exactly what they want.
Yeah. But it's not inviting to the outside. And so it's like I think it's like for me, how I felt with that, I was always like I'd love to create an environment where people who come in immediately feel.
Well, my parents had like a rumpus room and that was the area that you play pool, you could have shit all around or whatever. Mm. But then don't fucking trash the family room or the lounge room.
So you go,
designated. So you have your designated area and that sort of backs onto backyard.
Yeah.
But, I think chess isn't necessarily
conducive to kids. Mr. 97, LA fact of the day.
LA fact of the day.
Before we go away.
Sounds like you don't have one.
No, I've got one. It's right here. I just had to scroll through the doc.
It's 6 days, boys. 6 days till we'll be in the air. Less than 6 days.
The first modern and truly accurate measurement of the speed of light was conducted between 1924 and 1926 at Mount Wilson by Albert Michelson, who was America's first Nobel Prize winner in the science field.
What he did. What did he do?
The light.
He was the first person to accurately measure the speed of light.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that was done in LA at Mount Wilson Observatory or something.
How fast is the speed of light?
Real fast.
I'm going to guess if it's miles.
Per second?
No, meters. Let's zoom.
Yeah, what do you want?
Meters per second.
Meters per second?
I reckon it's like 1,100 meters a second.
No, give me a sec. Yeah, maybe. So if it's like if you're on a plane and it sort of feels like it's faster than sound, not light. I'm going to say 6,000
meters. Oh, yeah, it's way higher. Yeah.
20,000 meters.
Yeah, so if a plane can go 1,000 kilometers an hour, it would be like 100,000.
No, you get to keep going.
Really?
Way more. 299,792,458 meters a second.
Because we're thinking of sound.
Sounds like Mach 1, right?
What does that mean?
It's 343 meters a second is the speed of sound.
343
meters a second. Yeah, it's fast as fuck, guys.
Wait, 100 kilometers an hour. Okay, yeah, this is where I'm going wrong. Okay. Anyway, anyone else on the Instagram 97?
Pan Sam says, if you don't want to use your status, Josh, give it to Tommy or Mr. 97 instead.
So can you do that?
No.
Oh.
But Pan Sam, what are you saying? Are you saying that Josh could pass on his potential upgrade to one of the boys? You should do it, dude. Just give it a go. See if you can. If you can do it, great.
Low battery.
Yeah, what do we think in regards to what is it worth in regards to a upgrade? So you just have to put a price. So it's like a bit of a bidding structure type of thing. So it's not like you just get it.
Yeah.
They say, hey, you have the option of an upgrade. Put a price down.
$400.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get it for $400, it'd be
worth it. So what do you think?
So that for business.
Yeah.
Is it for business?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's worth way more than what.
Yeah.
That means your flight was $800 mm-hmm. and you got business. Like, that's if you could get that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
$400 in and see what happens.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
Harps just joined. Arvo, boys, loving kisses.
Love you, Harps. Hey, tomorrow we've got Egg Boy on the show, Will Connolly, who famously egged Fraser Anning. What an interesting existence he's had for the past 8 months since that's happened.
Yeah.
And so he's in the studio. We're talking to him about
Weekend Banter tomorrow.
All of that stuff.
Anyway, it's a daily talk show on Tuesday, episode 500. We're recording it at AU79, which is in Abbotsford.
Yeah.
Tickets are all sold out, but we're going to be, it's going to be 6:30 start. We're going to start the show at 7:30. So it'll be a late one. Episode 500, if you're listening or watching at home, it's going to be to the wire. I reckon maybe by 11 p.m.
You can live stream it then.
Oh, yeah. We're going to
feed you doing Grace. That? Are you fucking doing that?
Or who was it? Ella or
Grace asked if we could live stream it. And Josh said, yep. He emailed back saying, yeah, we're live streaming.
I think there's a high chance we won't be.
But I think we could just do it on the phone.
FaceTime for it.
Yeah, sure. FaceTime directly to Grace. That's it. Yeah. No one else. Okay, you guys organise that. That's fine.
I mean, it's easy. It's just 97's phone.
Yeah. No, I know. Then you got to plug in the audio and shit.
Or maybe she doesn't. She can just deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you like the show, leave us an Apple Podcast review. If you don't like the show, mate, stop listening. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Catch ya.